Hey everybody, welcome to episode 236 of Is This Thing Working? Here we are on Wednesday, January 1, 2025. Let's get the year rolling. Let's get it rolling correctly. How you doing, Denise?
I'm doing awesome, James. I am so glad to be here today. Man, happy new year, everybody. Welcome to a new year. And, you know, it's 2024 was crazy. It was nuts. It was full of work, hard work for the base and for MAGA and for President Trump. And we won. We had lots of wins. So the title of our show today is perfect. Is this thing working? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
But folks, is it? Is it all just a, you know, mirage? I mean, after what happened this morning, like in the early mornings, as soon as the ball drops, I mean, it's like things went nuts. But it definitely started with a bang.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let me start off by saying this then. I guess the timing kind of shocked me a little bit, but the fact that it's happening and doesn't really surprise me either, because we've had a lot of problems in the past 4 years and we've had a lot of people cross our border, like we said over and over and over again. All these people didn't cross the border to vote for Joe Biden, man. There's a reason they were here and we're seeing it. We had that this morning, plus today we've also had protests in the streets of New York by Hamas people. You know, here we go.
Here we go.
And it's not just going to be something that's just going to carry on until Trump's inaugurated. It's going to continue, man. We've been infiltrated.
Yes. And this, what we're talking about, folks, is this New Orleans attack.
Yeah.
You know? And the FBI came out with a statement this morning right after it happened, and they said, this morning, an individual drove a car into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing a number of people and injuring dozens of others. The subject then engaged with local law enforcement and is now deceased. The FBI is the lead investigative agency, and we are working with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism. Now, this came out after the FBI
came out
and said it was not.
Yeah, after the lie. Yeah.
So, but this was an act of terrorism, whether it is homegrown, whether it is not homegrown. But, you know, he was radicalized.
Yes.
You know, he was born here in the United States, in Texas.
And not only that, you know, he had the flagpole on the back of his truck with the flag. You know, and at first they tried to disclaim that and say that wasn't true, but it turned out to be, it was true.
Yes.
You know.
But from the Daily Mail, they call him the electric vehicle driving terrorist.
That's what he was.
Who the FBI believes did not work alone on the horrifying attack. He grew up in Texas and he served in the U.S. Army.
Yes.
You know, he worked.
He was born here.
Yeah. He was born in Beaumont.
Yes.
He had two daughters, one a teenager and one a young adult, and they were a mess after the attack. I imagine.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even imagine what they're going through.
And the thing is, if you look at his resume, he was highly educated, you know, and he's worked a lot of various positions, especially in iTech and as a human resources specialist. And he's worked throughout the Army. Plus he's went to college. He's got degrees, you know, he's got bachelor's degrees and stuff. He's a smart individual, you know.
Yeah, how can he become radicalized in the last few months?
Yes. And then that's,
you know, and that's what his ex-wife had said, is that he started acting crazy in the last few months, you know. And, you know, what do you do with that? You know, I guess you're allowed to act crazy until you harm somebody.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So how do you know about people that are getting radicalized? I mean, how do you know? How do you stop it?
Right.
How, I mean, but of course this open border, that borders that we have has brought in so many.
Exactly.
Of these people, third world, we don't even know them.
We've been screaming close the border for 4 years now, man, and this is, we're fixing to reap what we sow. I hate to say that, but we are.
And then everybody heard about that.
Whether it's domestic terrorists or whether it's international terrorists, whether
a
it's terrorist the Taliban.
A terrorist is a terrorist.
Exactly.
And we, you know, we used to not have these kind of terrorists in our country. And I believe that the only way he could have been radicalized is by those that came from those places.
Yes.
I mean, he wouldn't even have.
Well, he was Texas born.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
And then the terror act that happened in front of Trump Tower in Las Vegas in Nevada.
Right.
The cyber truck explosion. It was another terror attack.
Yeah.
They tried to anyway, you know.
Just killing themselves.
Just, yes.
Yeah, luckily.
You know, and Elon Musk does make a good point here. He says both the cyber truck and the F-150 suicide bombing in New Orleans were rented from Churro. Perhaps they are linked in some way.
Like, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You know,
because today is the first time I've heard of Churro.
Me too.
You know,
so
anytime
I mean,
I've rented cars, I went to Enterprise or back in the day it was Hertz, you know what I mean? But that's the only two car rentals I've ever used. So
this must be an electric vehicle rental place.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just what I'm figuring out, because the F-150 was an electric vehicle and so is the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, well, you know.
Like I seen today, he was a domestic terrorist with good liberal environmentalist tendencies,
right?
I guess.
and hey, can we put this together with IT?
Yeah,
and everything else that's going on with the IT and the H-1Bs, but
shouldn't
we're
going
to get into that.
Yes,
but
we are.
Before we do,
yep,
please,
yep, we want to state that these are our opinions and there are assertions, and we own our opinions and our assertions, and if you agree with our opinions and our assertions, please, man, share our show, like our show, subscribe to Is This Thing Working? Follow our pages. We're on all social media. And hey, if you don't like our show,
share it anyway.
There you go.
There you go. And we are back. Make sure you tune in on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays full time. We're back full time starting today. We're so excited about this. Make sure you stomp that like button. Subscribe to Rumble, Getter, and X, where we go live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m.
Let's get this ball rolling. Here we go. What are we going to start with first?
The Texas Brief. Yeah, I like that we added the Texas Brief. It's really cool because we have a lot going on in Texas, and our Attorney General, he is always working. And from the Texas Scorecard, the Texas Supreme Court dismisses unlawful attempt to discipline leadership in AG's office.
Here we go.
This case,
love this,
if you
man.
Remember, it stems from the state bar's attempt to discipline AG Ken Paxton and First Assistant AG Brent Webster over Texas's suit challenging the 2020 election. Now, folks, this is still happening. They have gone after Attorney General Ken Paxton like nobody else. And I really wish he could have been the U.S. AG, but they just would never confirm him because he is America first and Texas first.
Yep.
You know, so I thought this was really great. It's a big deal. And they go on to say, the ruling puts an end to what the OAG described as 4 years of lawfare and political retaliation surrounding actions taken by the Attorney General Ken Paxton and First Assistant Brent Webster related to the 2020 election.
Yeah, it said it stems from a lawsuit filed by the Texas State Bar's Commission for Lawyer Discipline, which sought to impose sanctions against Ken Paxton and Webster over their involvement in a lawsuit challenging the validity of what? The 2020 election. Texas versus Pennsylvania was filed at the U.S. Supreme Court in December that year alongside with a coalition of 18 other states, we remember. and the legal challenge questioned voting mechanisms in several states, and it aimed to temporarily halt them from certifying vote counts ahead of the vote in the Electoral College. However, the case was dismissed, and the State Bar of Texas launched its legal attack on Paxton and Webster. They retaliated on. Remember, wasn't the ruling that they had no standing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it says right here, in September 2022, the district court dismissed the disciplinary charges against First Assistant Attorney General Brent Webster, asserting that the allegations were baseless. The state bar appealed the decision to the Texas Supreme Court, which has now affirmed the district court's ruling, effectively ending the disciplinary action for Webster. After 4 years of lawfare and political retaliation, the Texas Supreme Court has ended this witch hunt against the leadership of my office, said Paxton.
Moving in the right direction. Things are working.
Things are working. But you know what really is disgraceful to me?
What's that?
Is that all this wins that we're having now only came after President Trump won. You know, this has been a long and drawn out thing that, you know, I mean, it's really sickening to me that our judicial branch can't, you know, grow a pair and say, hey, this was wrong a long time ago.
I agree.
This was in 2022.
I agree.
I mean, I just can't understand
that.
But
at that point, too, though, man, it was still hard to convince a lot of the general public that the election was actually stolen. I guess.
You know, the thing is, everyone knows it was stolen.
Well, they do.
This is my rant because it drives me absolutely crazy.
Doesn't it? Yes.
I mean, there have been polls after polls and exit polls and all kinds of polls.
And discussions and debates.
And over 70% of Americans believe that there was fraud, massive fraud in the 2020 election.
Yeah.
You know, so after a while, you would go, hey, the people spoke.
Yeah.
The people know.
But, man, I watched Fox News and they said that it wasn't. So.
Oh, I know.
I mean, real Texas told me, CNN told me that.
MSNBC and all that. Yeah, God, I get it. Man. I know. Y'all, do you still watch those? Hey,
here we go.
You know, I got a funny, though.
What's that?
I have a funny about CNN. You know, last night, whoever was on air for the first of the year, doing the bash or whatever, New Year's Eve.
Right.
Someone says, when's the last time you took LSD? One of the producers or whatever was on there with the drunk as all get out, says, hey, on the plane over here, I did. Y'all, that was pretty funny. I just had to share that. But anyway, James, what were you going to say?
I don't know now. Anyway, let's keep moving forward then. Also, right here, this is big news, too, in Texas.
It says, breaking. Kim Paxton just announced a statewide tour next week.
Yep.
I'll be visiting individual state representative districts with incumbents who continue to obstruct a speaker elected by a majority of Republicans. Texans expect a Republican-led majority to elect a speaker by a majority of Republican state representatives. Take this as a warning. If you're making deals with Democrats to block a Republican majority elected speaker, expect a primary challenge. Texans deserve leadership that reflects their values. There is still time for these incumbents to make the right decision.
They got the exact same thing going on here that we do in D.C.
The exact same thing, man. I mean, it's almost like they're parallel. And we're having, you know, with this, when it starts.
With Dade Phelan. Yeah.
Yeah. And the tour starts, the tour schedule, January 6th, it starts from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Tarrant County Republican Party. So I can't wait till he comes here.
Right.
You think he'll come here? Well, I don't know if our representative is against
Angelina GOP.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool if he did.
Yeah. Mike Lindell was there just a few months back.
I know.
Yep.
That was cool. It would be cool. So I would go and stand up with our attorney general.
Yeah.
100%. But I just thought it was funny. He ain't going to stop. And we need to not stop putting the pressure on Mike Johnson either.
I agree.
You know, President Trump has come out, you know, with this big statement and everything about President, about how he endorses, you know, Speaker Mike Johnson. A lot of people are saying, well, we got to vote for him as Speaker, you know, because, oh my gosh, he might, you know, President Trump might not be confirmed on the 6th, you know, but how? The inauguration isn't even until the 20th. And these people, right. I mean, they just gaslight you 100%.
Yep.
And Mike Johnson is not going to stand up.
No.
I'm sorry. He has no balls, folks.
But the thing, and he'll sell us out, and he will, because he's done it over and over. And the thing about this, too, is, though, after the 20th, when we vote, if you vote him in, it's going to be hard to kick him back out, man, because we're going to have a bigger number of votes to get him back out.
That's exactly
so
right.
So right now so is the now time is the to do
only
it, man.
Time to change.
Somebody step up.
Somebody step up. Somebody that can get 208. You know what? It's time for the Republican conference to come together. You know, didn't we vote for you? Didn't we tell
no,
you
they're,
over
they're
and over?
No, they're the party now, man. They're not going to do anything
they're
we
not.
Want, man. They're not.
They're not. They're not. I know.
Yeah.
I know, and it's so frustrating. And yeah. That's why we follow the War Room. Make sure you follow the War Room, Steve Bannon, over there on the War Room. That is where you need to be getting some news. That's where you need to be getting your information about what is really going on. Because it's legacy media, and that's Fox News included. We watch Fox News to bring you the stupid stuff from Fox News. I mean, hey,
yeah,
we have to watch Fox News because that's our job.
I think there's only like two people, maybe three, that I would even pay any attention to over there on Fox News, and that's Waters and Rachel Campos Duffy and Gutfeld.
And that's it.
Guys, that's about it for y'all. The rest of you, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity tries to play the field on both sides. So you're not going to get, you know, you're going to get the rhino information out of his mouth.
We know about Sean Hannity.
You know? Yeah. But Bannon's H-1B stance, it is was dominating the news until this, you know,
this
thing
morning.
Happened this
yeah,
morning.
Until this morning. And guys, don't let this die, man. Do not let this story fade away. The stance on H-1Bs plays a major role in each and everything that's going to happen, man. I'm telling you. There's a lot of things that President Trump campaigned for and a lot of the things that MAGA voters wanted. And you know, man, that we want America first and we want American workers first, man.
Hire America.
Yeah. And Steve Bannon came out with Sean Spicer actually come out with a poll about Steve Bannon, and it asked about this. He said, let's settle this. H-1B visas, pro. I'm with Elon. We all know what Elon has said about it and what his stance is. So let's settle this, Sean Spicer said. H-1B visas, pro. I'm with Elon. Con, Bannon is right. On Twitter, Elon gets 32% and Bannon gets 67%. On Truth 3 days ago, it was 82% for Bannon and 17.3% for Elon. Elon, you're wrong, man.
Yeah, and President Trump is getting ratioed over there on Truth Social.
Yeah,
you think it's
dragged,
bad on X? No,
yeah,
man.
They're tearing him up over
they're
there.
They're tearing
Truth
him up
right
on
now.
Truth.
And look, man, we've campaigned for Trump and we fought hard for President Trump. And we know that President Trump has Americans' best interests at heart. We also know that President Trump has made some really bad mistakes before, too. And I'm not dogging President Trump over his stance right now about this. The people that I'm dogging over this is people like Elon Musk that want to sit
and Vivek
and want to sit there and insult me and insult you and insult
all of our listeners,
all of my listeners,
all my followers.
Exactly. Working class American people, man. Let me tell you something. Big tech learned, and they've always known, that the American people have been fed up with the illegal immigration. We've had it up to our eyeballs in the federal and the illegal immigration. And it isn't even about
illegal. We're fed up with the immigration.
We're
the
fed
immigration
up
they forced on us, whether it be illegal,
broken
whether it be H-1Bs, whether it be all
exactly
the other little numbers
now
that they bring in there.
That's right.
Did you know there's like 16 different ways you could do this?
Good for this to be brought up, because Elon needs to figure it out right now that we are against illegal immigration, but we're also against legal immigration that is a broken legal immigration system that offers loopholes in the form of corporate tax breaks and them bringing in cheaper labor. And, you know, just like in April of last year, a company in one of Elon's companies in Austin, Texas, laid off 2,600, almost 2,700 workers, man, and replaced them with H-1B applicants. That is not America first, and that's not what we voted for.
No. You remember back when Disney did that?
Yes.
And they brought in all these H-1B visa workers, and the people that worked at Disney had to train them for their job that they were losing, you know.
Yeah.
And look,
Marissa Hansen posted this 2 days ago, and she said Tesla lays off 2,688 Texas employees immediately following having 2,639 H-1B visas approved in 22 and 23. Governor Abbott begged Elon to come to Texas, offering him tax breaks to do so while keeping our property taxes high, resulting in taxing seniors out of their homes. Follow the money. She also brought up a chart with some information on it, and this was all coming from a Fox Channel 7 news station out of Austin. Look at this. Tesla themselves in 2017 certified 776 H-1Bs. In 23, they certified 1,350 H-1Bs. They laid off 2,600 American workers. Man, that's my beef, man. You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. That is my beef. People, we need to realize and understand that we are against illegal immigration, and we're against legal immigration that does this right here, man. Yes, Tesla laid off employees in Texas in April of 2024. The number of layoffs was, like I said, it was 2,688 employees that are laid off from Tesla Gigafactory in Austin. Those layoffs, the affected divisions, it affected multiple divisions and departments, including software development, engineering, and business development. The reason for the layoffs, here we go. CEO Elon Musk announced in a memo that the company would cut more than 10% of its global workforce. Musk said the layoffs would allow Tesla to be lean, innovative, and hungry for the next growth phase cycle. So you brought in 2,600 H-1B visa immigrants, which is legal. You brought them in, and then you turned around and laid off 2,688 American workers. And then you expect me as an American to support your idea? You've lost your mind, man.
Yeah, and that, you know, what drives me crazy about this is people don't realize, you know, that these H-1B visas, if they're here for a certain amount of time, I believe it's 6 years.
6 years.
You know, they get an option to apply for a green card and become a citizen of the U.S. So these people are coming over here. They're actually taking low-paying jobs. They're working 80 hours.
Yes.
Whereas we Americans work 40.
That's the scam.
And then they push unions on us. You know, because the unions, you know, they give us the 40 hours and the money.
And they fight for higher pay and better conditions.
And insurance and all that. And they don't have to pay these H-1B visa holders insurance or anything, but they work 80 hours a week. You know, that's indentured servitude. You know, we got rid of that a long time ago. And what I don't understand is the Democrats and the rhinos and everybody else out there are okay with having indentured service, but they call us racist.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, we're not racist whatsoever. We don't want indentured servants over here. I mean, heck, they should only work 40 hours a week. But no, they push them to work, to do this, to work 80 hours a week, or we're going to send you home.
Yeah. Do you think we're the only people that feel that way? I don't believe we are,
no,
Denise.
No, there was a poll that we just talked about that says, hey, Americans.
And people have been vocal on Twitter, man, about it too.
Oh, and Elon's been like demonetizing people. I can't respect that.
No.
I can't respect that at all.
Nope.
You know, so folks, I mean, we got a long way to go. And what you need to do is be informed and become engaged and be a force multiplier.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about this. We need to have the debate. We don't need to be shut down by big tech. We have been shut down by big tech for years now, and the American people are over it.
Yep.
Just listen to Steve Bannon.
Exactly right. All you people, and I said this too, even back last year when he started his I'm the big savior of free speech mantra. Free speech on X, it's a mirage just like everywhere else. If you want to get the most truth, you go to Getter. You go to Rumble. You'll get your most truth right there. Places like X, places like Facebook, forget it, man. But, like you said, and like I said, we ain't the only people that feel this way, man. This is what Steve Bannon said yesterday morning on War Room.
They're recent converts. We love converts. Hell, I'm a Catholic. We used to be in the convert business. Not so much anymore. We can't keep what we got. But in the old days, you know, half the saints are missionaries. We loving converts. But the converts sit in the back and study for years and years and years to make sure you understand the faith and you understand the nuances of the faith and understand how you can internalize the faith. Don't come up and go to the pulpit in your first week here and start lecturing people about the way things are going to be. If you're going to do that, we're going to rip your face off. Because you can't beat us.
Can't.
We're not beatable.
No.
This army of the awakened is not beatable because we're relentless and we will never surrender and we will never slow down. And yes, if you go low, we'll go to the center of the earth. Because we're fighting for something that means something. We have meaning in this. This is why people watch this show. This is why people come to this show and all this great content people provide us. And Ben Burkholm's down now, putting his life in danger again. Why do people do this? Why have they done this for years? Why did they do it for years at Breitbart? When Trump started appearing in 13 or 14, we said, that's the guy. Why was it? Because it had been a struggle before that. We didn't come in here in June. And we're not saying, oh, just because you came late. No, you can be part of this. But you're not going to sit here and lie to us, to our face, and expect to say, oh, because you're worth $500 billion, you people that are taking money, take money. I don't care. Bow down and kowtow. I don't care. I could care less. I'm a crazy freaking Irishman. And I will never, I didn't kowtow to Nancy Pelosi. They put me in a federal prison for 4 months and I didn't care. I spit in their face when I went in. I spit in their eye when I came out. I literally do not care. And that is the first step in the path to victory. 100% moratorium on all immigration. Until we get this thing sorted and we can go through the lies of this legal immigration for decades and decades and decades.
That is exactly it. That's why I was part of that 82%. I'll say that today. I'll say that tomorrow. Are you on Trump's side? Or are you on Elon Musk's side? Man, I'm standing with Steve Bannon because Bannon knows how to be a patriot. Bannon is a patriot. He understands what our country is all about. And our country is about me, and it's about you, and it's about people that are born here and people that were raised here, and it's our country. And we voted for closed borders.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.